What's good with it? This right here should be common sense, but I understand that denial, plays a mighty role in most of what we do because we move based on our feelings most of the time. So it's easy to deflect, easy to deny, easy to grasp onto a fantasy land, you know. But I started like this. For females 18, you should say to 25, you are at your peak as far as market value to men. The world seems to bow down to you, and you have a seemingly endless stream of options. And my warning to you is not to be frivolous with those options. Don't pass up on a strong look for the sake of another one to be back and another one to be back, and even that person will be back because you're conditioned to think that way from society down to media, movies. They make it seem like the admirable, honorable guy will hang on no matter what. You see, the one who endures her different phases, her poor decisions, and proves that he's into her for her, and they had true compatibility, and they're a true match, they're soulmates. He sticks around through whatever she drags him into to prove that he's the one. Or he earns his way to a powerful position. And makes himself the hero of the movie. Gives himself gigantic social status and power and value. Only so in the end, he can get the girl. Do not let Hollywood deceive you. Number one, if a male is weak enough to keep accepting you or dealing with you or reaching, attempting to gain your favor after you even hesitate when it comes to dealing with him, that should eliminate him for you because he's weak. He's soft. He doesn't have clarity in his vision. He does not know his value yet. And 9 out of 10, he has not earned his way to becoming an honorable, respectable character. When you are late teens, early 20s, you are at your physical peak. So men all across the scale want to deal with you, from older to younger. Doesn't really matter. Even older men who get themselves established, they typically go back to a time period where they wanted the top-notch female in high school. They wanted the top-notch female in college. And often when they get their funds correct, their situation correct, their confidence correct, they get their value up. They're driven. They earn their way in life. They've become accustomed to seeing and getting what they want, or at least being competitive for it. So you'll see them many times get a younger woman. Their taste for it, their desire for it, has not gone away. And on top of that, they ignore or have found a way to override societal norms and society rules that tells them they should have an older female, someone their age. Grow up, get someone your age. What do you have in common with someone young? Well, he may not have much in common with someone young, but most things being equal, if he has a 21-year-old that he's into and a 31-year-old he's into, it just makes sense in a lot of cases for him to deal with the 21-year-old. Why? Number one, he'll get a longer run out of her, typically. I mean, if we're going to go with, let's just say, physical appearance, all right, and youthfulness, we'll keep it there, you're just going to get a longer run out of 21 and 31. So right now, your value is through the roof if that's your age. At 31, you got to think like this. Life has wore on a lot of females by the time they get to this age. So there's a factor that usually comes into play as they get older. It's not even necessarily that they may be at the end of their peak as far as looks, physicality. But at this point, they may have kids. They've had their back and forth cat fights with whoever they've been with over the years. And often, their options start to dive by the time they get to their later 20s, because there's a new crop, essentially a whole new generation of available women for a top-notch man. So options decline. You'll still have people who want to lay with you over time, but you'll notice as you get older, you will not have action at most of the men you want anymore, which is why it's vital that you make solid decisions now while it is in your hands. I know you get addicted to the attention, and you assume, because you've had it before, that it will continue in the fashion that it has. You get showered by the attention. You get showered with the praise. And it seems that you can do no wrong at this point. And mostly you can't, because you've maintained whatever you got so far. But think like this. By the time more years go by, poor habits, poor decision making, poor diet, lack of working out, going to the gym, it won't usually reveal itself when you're young, but have a whole nother decade of wear on yourself with poor habits. It'll start to show its effects. Have another 10 years of relationships, seeing the same things over again, coming across the same partners over again, and eventually you've seen most of it, you're sick of most of it, and you go through different phases. Nah, I don't want to deal with anyone right now. I just want to have my space. Then you're like the perpetual dater. You go from male to male to male to male because you need someone around. You need the validation of saying you have a boyfriend, my boyfriend, my boyfriend, my boyfriend. A lot of times, younger females get a boyfriend just so they can say they have a boyfriend and they can stiff arm the rest of the field because they got a boyfriend. They can be as flirty as they want. They can be as out of bounds as they want, but they always get to say, I have a boyfriend, meaning they bait. Younger females often bait males in to push them back later. It's a way of creating a false demand, which a lot of times you have it naturally, but in the cases of females especially who do not naturally create such a strong demand, they have to be a little more assertive in getting males to reach so they can stiff arm them later. No, I got a boyfriend. I got a boyfriend, my boyfriend, my boyfriend. And you jump on the line with somebody you know, like, I don't know why you have a conversation with your girlfriend. Like, I don't know why these guys are stalking me. It's because you're giving your contact out. You're making it seem as if you're available to bait in the attention. I get it. I get it. But I'm telling you not to be irresponsible with the way you deal with a quality option. Just know that if he's the real thing, you will not be able to stick him in the friend zone. So if you're a little older, early 20s, mid-20s, you want to start to consider, I know it's hard to believe, that eventually top-ranking men will come at you less. The options will start to decline. And what will blind you is that the average male will deal with you. The average male will sleep with you. That doesn't go away. And that will deceive you to believing that you maintain value over the years. But one day you're going to look at it and realize after a while that, hey, these aren't the same males who used to come to me. In other words, males ain't nothing. Men ain't nothing. I don't know why they don't want what I want. What do they have to offer? And that's because you've been throwing away options over the years. I know several 30-plus, man. Several of them. Many of them. Number one, as I say, the factor that comes into play later on that's not there when you're younger, the 21-year-old doesn't have, is 31 accumulates the most important word, I don't know if I said it, bitterness with themselves. They're poor listeners, which is okay when you're young. But at a point you've established poor habits and you refuse to change them because you're used to people bending towards what you want, adjusting towards what you want, reaching at you anyway, you've reached a point by then that the world stops bowing down to you. Men stop bowing down to you. So at that point, frustration kicks in because you don't have the same power in the marketplace. You know you're up against the clock now because you're 30 and you're mad that men will not settle down with you at the rate you would like. The quality of man you want to settle down, as they say, isn't there waiting on you anymore. When you finally decide that, well, I guess I'll select someone now because it's always been about you. Me, 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 I. And I say that typically. A female gets in a situation, a relationship, a couple, and it starts off as, hey, what do you want? Because I want, hey, what are we going to do? We. Then eventually, once she can kind of establish herself and break boundaries a little bit, if he's had them to begin with, once she can get in there and start to have her way a little bit, it stops being we, and it becomes I. You know, honey, I just, there's always an I just and I want, and I don't know, I. They don't even realize it. It's natural. It's innate. So it becomes a self-centered thing. What you want, I. But the problem is, when you want to elevate into a different type of situation, and you're older, men don't want the same thing. You can only really gain subpar partners and grab them by the throat and make them play this role for you. Make them come along and save you in your situation if you haven't found someone by then. And you're upset with your options or your dates because they're not taking things seriously. You know, where are we going with this? When you were 20-something, you wouldn't say nothing like that typically because you were just happy that everyone was in your face and wanted you, and you were powerful. You could be frivolous. Yeah, I'll take his number. I'll not call him. I'll read his messages but not say nothing back. It's like a big, silly game to you until it reverses itself. It flip-flops. And then you want something greater, but you've been neglecting man after man after male after man after male. And then you get older and you notice that as you start to tread through, you're going to have to circle back to somebody because they stop coming through as often. And you see the pattern, and as you're getting older, the options become slimmer and less glamorous. Because at that point, if you want someone who's established, who's it, he's not just a football player on the college team. He's not just the popular guy in high school. Now a top-notch guy done lived life. He done earned up for himself. He established himself within his peers and his certain field. And he's become something. He knows because he's earned his value now. The last thing he's going to do when he gets to this point, because he now values his time at a premium, is let anyone play around with his clock. Typically. So now that he values his time, he's not going to do the orbiter thing where you kind of keep him in limbo. You know, I don't know right now. And the thing where you kind of bait him along and then you think playing hard to get is like a thing. Don't let the movies deceive you, because if he's top notch, being hard to get will show that you are easy to drop. Equate that. If he's top notch, hard to get means easy to drop for him. So you got to elevate your way of thinking. And just because the world does not penalize you for being immature and neglecting your options and good common sense does not mean it will not penalize you later. You know, that's the other shoe that drops. We make plenty of decisions that we regret at some point. I'm telling you, is be wise about how you move. As you gain experience, number one, become a solid listener. Because any man can work with that. Any man about his purpose, any man about accomplishment, any man about establishing his situation can always use a solid listener. Cooperation. So if your looks were to fade, so if you were to become less desirable to the marketplace, you would still likely maintain quality options. Something to think about. But even more so than that, be kind, be pleasant, and be great. Freeze this, freeze that.